Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Just waiting for some more people to hop on here. Good morning, good morning. I am the host and CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal, and I am so glad that you all have joined me on this morning, breaking free from validation, hallelujah. So just waiting for some people to hop on here. Just give me a moment. Amen, amen. So just give me one moment and I'll be right with you. Amen, amen. Hello and good morning. Good morning. Let me see who I have here. Hi, Sandy. How are you? How are you, Sandy? Amen, amen, amen. Hi, Sharonda. How are you? Just waiting for some more people to hop on here. God is so good. Let me just see who else is on here. Just waiting for some more folk to pop on here. Amen and amen. Amen. So on this morning, I'm going to be coming from let me see. Hi, Mom. Good morning. Good morning, Willie Whitaker. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. So, I don't know. Look at my backdrop back here, y'all. It's doing its own thing on this morning. I tried. Wait, hold on. Can you all hear me? You all can hear me now? Okay. Because I don't know what was going on there. So, just type in the chat if you all can hear me. Just type in if you can hear me or not. I had the earplugs in, so maybe you can. Just hold on one moment. Good. Okay. You can hear me. Thank you, Sandy. So on this morning, you guys, how about we're going to be talking about breaking free from validation, letting people validate you or feeling like you have to be validated by so many different people. And I'm going to be coming from the story of Leah and Rachel. Oh, my gosh, Leah, oh, Lord, she just sought so much validation from so many different people, even her husband, just seeking validation. Don't have to be in a relationship, but they just seeking validation from employment, your community, your family, your church, your neighbors, just life in general. Amen. So we're going to be talking about, you know, who's validating you on today? Who are you seeking your validation from? Is it the Lord? I hope so. Amen. And stop trying to please everybody all the time, because you can't please everybody all the time. You really can't. Sometimes no matter what you do, folks still ain't going to be satisfied. I mean, you can bend over backwards and give them whatever you need to give them, and they still won't be satisfied. But it's like sometimes our self-esteem is so low that we feel like we have to seek validation from everybody. I seek my validation from God. He's the only one who upholds me. He's the only one who puts me on the right track. I don't have to prove myself to nobody. I just have to prove myself to God. Amen? So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest Jesus Christ, Lord God. I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word, God. I thank you for your word, and I thank you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. When I tell you, amen and amen. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is Wanda Martin-Woodard, and I'm the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. Let me say, early this morning, I received a text from someone, and when I tell you it filled my heart, God will let you know when you're on the right path. He will let you know what's right and what's wrong, which way you should go, which way you shouldn't go. And I bless God that I got a text this morning, and it really blessed my soul. And I'm just thankful to God because he'll let you know you're on the right track. What you're doing is so right. Amen. So we're going to be coming from Genesis chapter 29 with the 31st verse on today. And let's turn this around here. And the word of the Lord reads, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb. But Rachel was barren. This is the story of two sisters, Rachel and Leah. They was married to Jacob. And, you know, in that culture, and how about in some cultures in this culture, some cultures in the world, you can have more than one wife. Thank God. Hallelujah for the United States. But I don't know, some folks do some crazy stuff, even though you ain't supposed to have more than one wife. Amen. But, he had two wives, and he loved Rachel more than he loved Leah. And Leah was, because God seen how she was hated, and she wasn't the glamorous. They have it in the Bible where she may have not been the most prettiest a woman to them. Amen. Because, see, everything that God made is good, because he don't make no junk. Amen. So to them, I guess Leah wasn't pretty, but his heart was for Rachel. But Rachel and Leah's father tricked him, and when he woke up in the morning after the marriage, after they celebrated and got married, it was Leah in the bed instead of Rachel, because the first one has to be married before the second. So he was distraught about that. He went to his father-in-law, and some words exchanged, and then his father eventually gave him Rachel, even though he had to work 7 more years for Rachel. And in the Bible, oh, God is so good, because in the Bible, it says that it felt like it was that 7 years went by so fast. So it felt like it was like yesterday to him. Isn't that something when time goes so fast? It's something that you really want. So time really doesn't matter. But he loved Rachel so much. But Rachel couldn't have any children. She was barren. And back then, women looked upon not in a good way if they couldn't conceive or they couldn't have children. So God, because Leah was hated so much and not liked, and maybe everybody, you know, just using my own imagination, how people may have seen her, oh, you're not the pretty one, oh, you don't look like his sister Rachel, oh, he just married you because you were the firstborn, you really wasn't his first choice. All those things could have played a part in her mind. But in her mind, she wanted to please him so much until she saw validation from him. So she got opened up her womb because she was so hated. You know, won't God do that for you? Won't he comfort you in a time where you need to be comforted? He said, I will send a comforter. Hallelujah. He is our comforter. I just bless the name of the Lord. I'm just excited on today, so I'm going to continue to read. So this is Genesis chapter 29, verse 31. It says, "And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely." She named every child, y'all. Okay, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Isn't that something? Now, she said, my husband will love me because the Lord looked upon her affliction. She said, surely that my husband will love me. He will look upon my affliction because the Lord opened up her womb to have a son. And it's funny because Leah named every last one of her children according to how she felt and according to just wanting to get praises from her husband. So on today, before I finish reading, on today, I just want to encourage you all to stop seeking validation. Stop trying to prove yourself to people. And the Bible says, put your confidence in no man. We walk around trying to prove ourselves to people. Oh, I got to prove myself to this person. Oh, I got to prove that. And sometimes you will run yourself in a hole trying to please folks. Don't seek validation from people. Don't do that. You look for appraisal. You look for people to say, oh, you did a great job. Oh, you did good, sister. Oh, you did good, brother. Oh, my God, that was so tremendous. Oh, you laid a good prayer down. And then, okay, if they never compliment you on your prayer, then you believe that, you know, the prayer didn't move. You know, it didn't do anything. It didn't reach God. You know, stop seeking validation from people, because you're not supposed to put your confidence in no man. And even though Leah was, God opened up her womb, she was still trying to get the love of her husband. How many of us try to get the love from our parents, try to get the love from our fathers and our mothers and our siblings and our aunts and uncles, and we yearn that for them to love us. Maybe like they didn't love you like they loved your other siblings, or they didn't really reach out to you. Maybe when you walked in the door when you were younger, they always praised your brother, your sister who walked in, but you was like, oh, hi, babe, how you doing? But you never got that same greeting that somebody else got in the family. And, you know, people hold on to those things for years and years and grow and be holding on to that. You got to let that stuff go and don't seek validation from man. Seek it from God. Let him validate you. Let him know that he said that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. Because in life, we walk around, you know, you got to feel vindicated all the time. No, 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 no. Stop seeking validation from man. Stop seeking validation from people who don't mean you any good. Because when you seek validation, thank you, God, that's a temporary fix when people praise you. Because the one moment they're praising you, the next moment they'll be tearing you down. You don't even know what you did. Hello? Have anybody been there? I know you have. Amen. One day they praise you, telling how much they love you, telling how much they got your back, and then you turn around, they don't have the back. You call them, they ain't nowhere to be found. You call them, they ain't trying to hear from you. They ain't even, don't even want to talk to you. Amen? Look, I got to take a coffee break on that one, okay? But I'm saying to you, we put our trust in people who don't mean us any good. You sing a song. You waiting for everybody to jump up and fall out in the pews. No, how about just minister and let God use you on a job? You got to file the papers better. You got to do your administrative job better than the next person in the next office. You got to run and get your boss some coffee because somebody else gives coffee. You just be seeking to be looking for somebody to pacify you, seeking validation, tell you that you did a great job. No. Let me tell you, going back to my kids in school age, I didn't celebrate. I celebrated my children all the time, but not every time they got an A or a B. Mm-mm. They got a good report card. I wasn't running to Toys R Us and running to Kmart and Walmart and all those stores to give them a gift. No, because that's something that you should want to do. You should want to get good grades for you. This is your career. This is your education. But because I gave them my kids all year round, and I said to my sister Nikki the other day, I said, wait a minute, we never went to the store, got them a toy because they got a good grade. Of course they got a good grade. You're like, oh, my gosh, Mommy's so proud of you. Give me a kiss. You got to go. But I wasn't running to the store getting them toys because that's something that you should do. But I bless God because of that, they learned to work hard. They learn to work hard for them. They learn that Mommy's not going to be giving them kudos and pat on the backs every time they do something so great. I'm going to say, oh, yes, that's good, that's good. But that's something that you should be doing for yourself. Mm-mm. That's just my way of thinking. But it paid off. Amen. Amen. So I just want to say to you all today, stop seeking validation from folk. Stop putting your confidence in man. Stop. Stop. Every time you do something great, you want somebody to pat you on your back. Mm-mm. Ain't no pat on no backs. No, it's none of that. Do it because you love it. Do it because you have the compassion for it. Do it because God called you to do it. Do it because you only want to please God. See, I look to please God because, see, that's when you get hurt in the midst of things, when you do things. But my sister Penny always say, whatever you do for Christ, whatever you do for Christ will last. Stuff that you do for man won't last, but whatever you do for Christ will last. So do it because of God. When you give because it was on your heart to give, and you gave it from your heart, not giving because you're looking for them to say thank you. Because you'll give folks to the folks, and they will never say thank you. They are turning it back like you never did give them anything. And if they thank somebody else, you never picked them up. Never took them food shopping, never did anything for them, not even stay on the phone with them, and they seeking validation from them. Have you remember going back to when you were in high school, elementary school, grade school, and you had to be in a popular club all the time? And every time you did something, you look for a cheerleading corner. Stop looking for cheerleading corners and know that who's cheering you want is the Lord, because you're working for him. Amen? Amen. I don't know, my mom, I'm going to bring my mom in if she want to read some comments for me that some folk may have commented, because I have my mother here. Well, she's not here in California, but she's going to be reading some comments. So, Mom, press one, because I'm going to have her read some of the Facebook comments for me. Let me see if I can get her. Let me see. Let me find her so she can read some of y'all comments. Amen. So just hold on tight. Oh, I see you.
Mom?
Yes,
Mom. Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Could you read some of the comments?
Mom?
Yes.
Mom?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I can hear you. Can you read some of the comments?
Okay. Tanisha Williams says the only validation we need is well done from the Lord.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Renee Pickett said, good morning, everyone.
Mom, it's a feedback. I'm gonna try to read them myself.
It is a feedback.
All right,
go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna just mute you out. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I wanted my mother to read some of these comments. It's a feedback only because she's on both devices. Yeah. But I got when you said, yeah, the only validations you need from God. Hey, Tawana, love her. Hi, Reverend Adrian. Hi, Jean Hunter. Okay, amen. Hey, Nashi. Amen. So I'm going to continue. So Evangelist Pickett, I got your comment. Yes. Hi, Michelle Blakemore. Amen. So I've learned, I'm going to go back again. Mom, I don't know. It's just like the feedback when you were reading them, but thank you. So I just wanted to say, let me just see this, finish reading this scripture. I'm just so super excited, you guys, because I had to actually go through something so I won't look for validation. And it's something because just as soon as I try to dive into that space of, oh my God, are they going to say thank you? Oh my gosh. And, my sister Penny got me quick. I was like, look, no. What you do for Christ will last. What you do for folk, so don't look seeking validation from them. Don't look for them to say thank you because you did something for them. And that was early. I was like in my early 20s at the time. So I'm like, oh my God, they didn't even say thank you. And she said, you did it from your heart. Like I said, I did. She said, yes, but guess what? If you did it from your heart, that's how I do things. And that's why I do, when things that I do, I don't get angry when folk don't say thank you, because I'm not looking for their compliments. But look at Leah, when you think about Leah having all those children, how God opened up her womb. Instead of just being so grateful that God opened up her womb, she was grateful, but she was still looking for that validation from her spouse, from her husband. We look for validation from our parents. We hold on to things when we grown, and we still holding on to things because we of maybe our mother, our father, our aunt, or our uncle, one of our cousins always slighted us. They always made us feel like we wasn't relevant, like we was irrelevant, you know, or maybe, you know, my sister or my brother got more kudos than I did, and that really stings, and that you could really hold on to that stuff for a long time. So on today, get rid of that. Allow God to validate you. Seek God and let him validate you. Stop seeking your validation from man, because man will let you down, but God will never let you down. He will never let you down. Hallelujah. But Leah, because she was under so much scrutiny, probably because of her looks, that was their opinion, how they felt about Leah. And that's another thing. You got to know that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. You got to know that you are handsome. You got to know that you are beautiful. You have to know who you are. So stop seeking validation from your directors or from your job, from the commissioner, from the supervisor, the CEOs, wanting them to say, oh, you did a great job. You know, stop doing things and then seeking validation from them. Stop, don't live your life like that, because you would tire yourself out living your life like that. Amen. Verse 33 says, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord heard I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. She said, because the Lord, seeing that she was hated, so he had gave her another son named Simeon. Isn't that something? When you know that you're hated, when you know that you're not loved, and you're still looking for them to fill that void on the inside, but sometimes in the midst of God blessing us, in the midst of God seeing us when nobody else sees us, let me tell you, some of us are caretakers, and people may not ever say thank you. People may not ever even come over to say, give you a helping hand, but guess what? God sees what you do. Hallelujah. He sees what you do. You may be taking care of your neighbor next door, going and giving grocery. Every time you go out to the store, you give them, you bring back groceries. They didn't ask for it, but then if they need something, you're right there. Don't look for their family members to say thank you. Do that from your heart. Don't seek validation from them. Oh, you did a great job. No, because folks just don't. And they just don't. For whatever reason, they just don't. But you got to see yourself. But Leah, can you imagine being in that broken place, her husband not loving her, everybody around her in the community talking because she was not the first choice from her husband to marry, but her sister, who they said was so beautiful, was his first choice. But because she had to marry him first, because she was the oldest had to be married first before the younger, before the second sibling be married. So Leah wound up marrying him, not from her own choice, but she married him, but still was in love. And when you can see somebody loving somebody else more than you, that hurt really bad. And those are real valid feelings. When you see somebody else getting love and they not loving you, you see everybody else getting a raise and you're not getting a raise. You see everybody in the community, people come outside, speak to the neighbor, look at you and say hi, and or even may not even speak to you, don't show you no type of love. Those things kind of hurt when you little, when you're an adult, still going through those things, trials with your families, them loving one sibling, them loving one cousin, them loving one niece or nephew better, more than the other. It's just like I'm not irrelevant. I am relevant, and I'm here, and I'm present. Hallelujah. But just imagine Leah feeling that way of not feeling love. So she starts seeking validation, being validated. Let God validate you. Let him love you. So on the day, I encourage you, if you feel like that now, or you holding on to some childhood things, let it go. Ask God to fill your heart up. Ask God to pour into you to fill those voids, because I'm feeling like I'm not loved. I'm feeling like everybody else is just striving and riding and striving and moving out and stepping out to their goals, and I'm overlooked. God did not forget about you, just like he didn't forget about Leah. See, it don't matter what other folks see. It matters what God sees. And even when you think God ain't paying attention, well, he always paying attention. His eyes is everywhere. Hallelujah. He's omnipresent. Glory be to God. She said, God has blessed me again because he's seen that I was hated. I've seen that I was hated. I was hated. And that's something when you do things, or maybe they will love me, you know, even more if they see me do this or see me do that. Or maybe you got to hang with a certain crowd because maybe they will see me and love me. Mm-mm. No, you hang with who God tells you to hang with. Amen. The next scripture, verse 34, says, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. Look, Jesus. She said, I bear him three sons. This time, my husband will be joined unto me. That is some voice right there she was trying to fill. And that is really sad. Because Leah's heart, in the midst of God blessing, she was still broken. And even though God opened, that's another thing. Sometimes when God answers our prayers, we can't get past pleasing people and we still stay broken. So when God bless you, allow him to bless you and rejoice over what he has blessed you with. And not fill those voids of what he blessed you with, but move on from there. But her heart was so broken that every time God opened up her womb, it was always... she was still wounded, and she couldn't even get past the focus on the blessing. She was rejoicing, but she was still seeking validation. God bless us with things, and we can't even look past our broken heart and having God mend it for us because we're still focusing on, I still want to please that person. I still want to please the block. I want to please my neighbors. I want to please my spouse. I want to please my children. I want to please the community. I want to please my parents just so they can love me because I see how they love everybody else except me. Woo, glory be to God. She was so broken until she couldn't even see the blessing of God opening up her womb. And she opened up because he's seen that I was hated. Isn't that something? When God says, you ain't got a word. But isn't that something when it feels like everybody else has turned their back on you? And who do you have? She had the Lord, because the Lord heard her cry. And the Lord seen that she was hated. And God blessed her and opened up her womb. And she wasn't even really focused and going, oh, my gosh, God loves me. He cares for me. She was just so focused on pleasing. Verse 35 says, and she conceived again and bear a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Now will she praise the Lord. She did have all them sons. And now on her fourth son, now she says, I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah and was left there. She had children after that, too, but I'm just going to stop there and put a plug in right there. She said, now I will praise the Lord. So it took her all that time to even get her mind right to praise the Lord, because now I have four sons. So now I praise the Lord, instead of praising him from the beginning. But the first time she praised him, she was just so happy that God looked upon her affliction, and that was her way of praising him. But her actual words that came out of her mouth was Judah, when she named him Judah, meaning praise. Now I will praise the Lord. Now I will. And how many times we have forgotten about God and the things he has blessed us with, things that we didn't even deserve, and he opened us up and blessed our whole world. And then finally we get to a point where we thank God. Why? Because he blessed you over and over and over again. Now you praise him. No, you praise him even before he even sent the blessing. Hallelujah. Before he even sent it, praise his name. Before he even sent it, bless the name of the Lord. So I'm not going to hold you all. We can continue on next Tuesday, but I want to say to you, stop seeking validation from men. Stop seeking validation from people. Stop. Because you will burn yourself out. You will stress yourself out trying to please folk. Because they don't ever be pleased. You'll stress yourself out trying to please folk just so they can notice you, just so they can see you. But God sees you. And even all that Leah has gone through, husband not loving her, people in the community may have been talking about it, just using my own imagination, talking about it because she wasn't a beautiful sister. And she was married, and the only reason why he married her is because he had to marry the first one. He was tricked into marrying her. That's another thing. The rumor was probably to how he was tricked into marrying her, and that wasn't his choice. And had to still, under all that scrutiny, still under all of that. And God seen that she was hated and knew that God seen that she was hated and opened up her womb. But on her fourth son, she said, now I will praise him. Praise God for what he has done for you already. Praise God before he even do anything for you. Praise him because he's God, even if he hasn't done anything for you. But you know God because he does everything for you because that's the kind of God that he is. He loves us. Hallelujah. But praise him not for what he's done for you, but praise him because he's God. He's merciful. He's omnipotent. Praise him because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. See, God ain't sleeping. We sleep, but God don't sleep. His eyes is always watching over us all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he watch over the birds, you know he's going to watch over you. Amen. So be encouraged on today and stop being a men pleaser, pleasing people, because you can't please folk, please God. You will run yourself ragged trying to please folk. Stop. Seek validation from God. Hallelujah. Seek validation from him. Woo, glory be to God. So I came from Genesis chapter 29, beginning with the 31st verse, and I stopped at the 35th verse. So I went from 31 through 35. Amen. Just breaking free of validation. Break free on today, y'all. Break free on today. Break free. Please God. Please him. Please him. Amen. And stop looking for them to validate you. Stop looking for them to say you did a great job. Stop looking for them to love you even more. Mm-hmm. God loves you and God sees you. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. I'm sorry I can't read some of y'all comments, but next week I'll be able to read y'all comments. Amen. Because it will work out. It will work out. It will work out. So, amen. So just looking at one more thing. Amen. Amen, amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for everyone that's on this podcast on today, God. God, move like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, go before Trey on today and Kayla, Father. I ask that you would heal their bodies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Go before my sister Penny on today and my aunt Star. God, send healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Deb Avenger, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to heal her, Father. God, go before Green Garden on today and heal, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let your will be done, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send sweet peace, sweet peace, sweet peace on today, God. Continue to heal Evangelist Catherine today. Continue to heal everyone that's on this call, Father God. God, we pray, Father God. Lord, we thank you for a praise report for healing Sandy on today, God. We thank you, God, for healing in the name of Jesus for healing Sandy on today. I thank you, God, for healing my body and touch everyone that's on here, Father God, that this word will penetrate, that this word will encourage, God. They will take it. They will feed off of it, God. Hallelujah. And they will do right by you. Continue to touch Gene Hunter on today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the ticket family, God. Oh, God, we glorify you for the Wickmore family. We thank you for Nashie's family, for Willie Willikers family on today, God. We thank you for everyone that's on this podcast. We thank you, dear God, the ones who have called in to tend to touch my family and Martin's family. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And the Price family, go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Touch the Lewis family, God, the Wilson family, everybody's family on here. I just want to say, I want to thank you all. I see all of your comments, and we encourage your words. When I was ill a few weeks ago, that God is a healer, y'all. I bless God in the name of Jesus. So I thank you all for your encouraging words. I seen your posts, amen. I shared something when I was at the gym. You can go back and listen to the live on the replay of my Hope Victorious page. So I'm super excited. God is doing, y'all, because he is doing it, doing it, doing it. So I love you all, and God bless you, and I see you again on next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pacific Time is 7 a.m., and Central Standard Time is 9 o'clock a.m. So I see you all, and be blessed and stay healthy, y'all. Take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves, okay? I had to learn the hard way. Take care of yourselves. Take care of yourself and do some self-care and self-love. And go check out my store and get some of my good products, y'all. My foot scrub and my cocoa butter cream and my delicious coffee, Hope Victorious Coffee, y'all. Go to www.hopevictorious.com, hopevictorious.com. And I thank you all for blessing me, for purchasing my products, T-shirts, mugs, coffee, foot scrubs, cocoa butter cream. I thank you all for just sewing in and coming in on each week. Amen. Amen. I know my cousin Camilla today, but God bless you all. Take care. Bye.